Throughout the Americas, women who had the Zika virus when they were pregnant have given birth to babies with deformed brains. It's not clear what sort of life those babies will be able to have. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein just got back from Brazil. It is coping with the first wave of these children. Today, Rob brings us this report about what their mothers and doctors are learning about them.
All babies cry. But after spending day after day with these babies, it hits me. There's something different about how these babies cry. They cry way more, and their cries can sound strange sometimes, harsher, more pain. When I realized that these babies even cry differently, it really drove home how many mysteries we're facing because of the Zika virus. Why? Why would they cry differently? Like so many things about these babies, no one really knows, but doctors are trying to get some answers. I'm in a crowded waiting room at the EMIP Hospital in Recife, Brazil. Doctors here are caring for hundreds of babies with brain damage that may have been caused by Zika. More than a dozen are coming in this morning. One of the babies is Davi. He's 4 months old. I met him in the arms of his mother, Eliane Francisca. Eliane tells me that she left home at dawn for a two-hour van ride into the city for Davi's monthly checkup. So they've already been waiting on a hard plastic chair for hours.
Davi!
Finally, Dr. Daniele Cruz calls them. Davi wails again as soon as they start heading to the exam room. Dr. Cruz tries to comfort him. Davi's head is tiny. He's got microcephaly, which doctors think was caused by Zika. His brain is tiny too, deformed and scarred in a distinctive pattern that seems unique to babies born to mothers who had Zika. Davi's retinas are scarred too, so he may be blind. He doesn't have the twisted arms and legs that some of these babies do, but his mom told me something bad has suddenly started happening with Davi. Something terrifying. He's having seizures. They come in waves, over and over again. My interpreter helps explain.
His arms and his legs, it looks like he got scared. His arms and his legs stretch out, and they get really stiff.
Even though each seizure probably only lasts a few minutes,
for a mother, it's an eternity.
In the exam room, Dr. Cruz reassures her that epilepsy drugs should help. She carries Davi to the examining table. He's inconsolable. The doctor reaches for her phone and starts up some meditation music. It calms Davi down. He doesn't seem to be deaf like many of these babies. Hundreds of moms like Eliane, who caught Zika when they were pregnant, are bringing their babies into hospitals and clinics all around this crowded city and all over Brazil. As the outbreak continues and the first babies born during the Zika epidemic are hitting their fourth, fifth, sixth months, new problems are cropping up. The seizures start and more.
Every day, we are seeing something different.
Dr. Regina Selle is a pediatrician at the Oswaldo Cruz Hospital across town. She's rushing from one baby to another, but stops for a few minutes to talk with me.
Some of them, they have convulsions. Others have kind of a reflux. Vomiting, not eating, so you get very weak. Unfortunately, it's very sad. It's a very bad situation.
Some babies might seem to be doing okay at first, but then the reflux hits and the seizures, and they start losing ground. Others aren't too bad, but most have really small heads.
It's a very, how can I say, grave. Very grave, okay? Yeah.
Grave, because many of them will be blind, deaf, severely physically and mentally disabled. But as bad as many of them are, I realize something else. Once you get over the shock of seeing their heads and hearing their cries, these babies are still babies, and like all babies, can be really cute. Dr. Selle agrees.
I love them. All my children here, I love it.
Selly and other doctors in Recife are tracking these babies to try to get a better idea of what's going to happen to them as the months and years go by. They know they can't predict based on the microcephaly they're used to seeing.
It's a very different microcephaly as we have seen before. So we have to study it very, very careful to see what we can find more with these babies.
They're studying these babies to try to figure out what their doctors and families can expect. How disabled will they be? How long will they live? What kinds of lives will they have? Back at the EMEP hospital, Davi's mom is finishing up with the pediatrician. Dr. Cruz prints out new prescriptions and stamps orders for more tests. That means Davi's mom, Eliani, who doesn't have much money, will spend days going from doctor to doctor. That sounds exhausting.
Muito. Eu acho que essas crianças ensinam muito pra gente.
I learned to be strong with him. I think these children teach us a lot.
Yeah, I guess you have to.
Aquele sorriso já paga tudo.
But their smile is very renovating. It fills me up.
There's nothing better than a baby smile.
Quando eu vejo meu filho sorrindo, eu digo, vale tudo a pena.
When I see my son smiling, it's all worth it.
As she's leaving, I ask her, what do you think is going to happen to Davi?
Tá na mão de Deus.
It's in the hands of God.
Whether or not you believe in God, the fate of these babies is clearly one of the great mysteries the world is facing as the Zika virus continues to spread. Rob Stein, NPR News, Recife, Brazil.